AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's a matter of time. The expected U.S. retaliation against Iran-backed militants who've been attacking U.S. forces in West Asia.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces. But others, fearing the retaliatory strikes, will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead, and we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Several fatalities reported in the wake of a single-engine airplane crash into a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida, outside Tampa. With House Republicans stalling on increased military aid for Ukraine, European Union leaders sealed a deal for 50 billion euros to prop up its war-ravaged economy. Hungary dropped weeks of threats to veto the measure. This is ABC News. ABC's Alex Stone says the still unsolved string of shootings on Seattle area expressways just got longer.
In January alone, 7 freeway shootings were reported around the Seattle area, the latest coming on Wednesday when somebody in a Dodge Charger fired 3 shots at an Acura. Just like the other shootings, nobody was hurt. Trooper Rick Johnson says a police helicopter tracked the suspects, but they got away.
You don't deserve to get shot at, obviously, and we want people to feel safe on the freeways.
Police don't believe the 7 shootings have been connected. All have involved different suspect vehicles. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A group of 30 teachers and staff of a middle school in the Cincinnati suburb of Florence, Kentucky, claimed the $1 million winning Powerball ticket from this past Saturday. The Jones 30, as they call themselves, have been playing the same Powerball numbers since 2019 when they drew them out of a hat. After taxes, each of the Jones 30 will get about $24,000. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. The Universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at 2-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more 2-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though. I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 2-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks came back but could not score at the end. Giannis missing from the foul line with only a second to play. Mark Jones on ESPN.
You see so many players forget they have to hit the rim. It comes off, tipped out, but it goes to Brogdon. And that's it. Game over.
The final, the Trailblazers 119, the Bucks 116. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard, 25 points in his return to Portland.
You know, I came in, I was just like, man, I'm actually going to the visitors' locker room. I didn't really know where I was going, honestly.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, these games are tough games. The home team always wants to beat the star coming back. That's 100%, and you can see it in their jubilation.
NFL, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator. He is Jeff Hafley, the 44-year-old head coach at Boston College, where he led the Eagles to bowl games in 3 out of 4 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for upper 20s by sunrise with a mostly cloudy sky and a light northeast wind. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, upper 30s in the late afternoon. More sunshine coming our way for the weekend as our highs warm from the lower to middle 40s. Right now, it's 28.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner in Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the veteran war correspondent whose video blog you can find over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Itner Philip is his Twitter handle. And Phil, welcome back to the program. How's everything going in Ukraine right now?
A couple of rays of hope and good news, most notably the European Union has circumvented Viktor Orban and his obstructionist attempts at stopping funding and have approved $55 billion worth of aid to Ukraine. This is a substantial amount of money. So that is good news. And it's also good news that they've put Orban, they've sidelined Orban. I mean, we've talked about this. I mean, they took him to task, and they said, you know, if you continue to obstruct, we will take action, whether it's, limiting Hungary's vote in the European Parliament, or whether or not we're going to, take economic action against you. Whatever it was, Viktor Orban, he stood down, and so we're getting a lot of money. And
so,
that's
so
news.
Last time,
I only hope America will do too.
Yeah, go ahead. I agree. Last time Orban, the last vote, which was a couple of weeks ago, Orban just left the room so that they could get on with the vote without Hungary saying no. What happened this time? What are the details?
Well, again, whatever it was that they told him they would do, and I think it was the bill that is currently, to my knowledge, still in a subcommittee of the parliament about censuring Hungary and removing their vote within the parliament because of Orban's obstructionism.
So Orban voted for the aid
that did it.
Rather than
the aid is coming. Yep, Yeah,
wow.
They have gotten around him, and the bill is passed, or the payment, the decision to send 50 billion euros, basically $55 billion, is passed, and that's great news. And then the other thing that's happened just today is that the Ukrainian military announced that they've sunk another Black Sea Fleet ship using sea-based drones, which costs $100,000, $200,000. They have ended up sinking a Russian Black Sea frigate, a missile frigate, worth somewhere between $50 to $70 million. So that's a pretty good trade-off.
Right, and one that was presumably throwing missiles at Ukraine, too.
That's right. I have no doubt that there's a very good chance that I myself have been shot at by that frigate. So you won't see me regretting the sinking and the loss of life. Russian soldier sailors were apparently lost in this, and loss of human life is a tragedy in war. But these guys were shooting at us, and they were killing civilians. So you'll forgive me if my compassion for those soldiers is low. It's a morale boost for the Ukrainian people to see that this country doesn't even have a navy. And they have bottlenecked the Black Sea fleet in the eastern side of the sea and has obstructed them, the Black Sea fleet, from implementing a blockade for Ukrainian food and grain to be shipped to the world, through the world market. So without a navy, Ukraine is consistently beating the Black Sea fleet. So we got those two good things. We're still very concerned about America and the problems internally with America, and we've talked about that in the past. And then there are some internal problems here in Ukraine. There seems to be growing tension between the head of the armed forces, General Zaluzhny, and President Zelensky. And it looks like, we don't have an official statement yet, but it looks like the head of the armed forces, General Zaluzhny, might be about to be replaced, that the president is going to replace him. I had lunch and coffee with a public affairs officer, and he gave me a little bit of insight into why that might be happening. And what it comes down to is Crimea, and that Zaluzhny wants to mobilize a lot, tens of thousands of more Ukrainian men to fight, because taking back the peninsula is going to be very costly. And he also wants to alleviate some of the soldiers that have been on the front line for a very long time and need some respite. Zelensky is reluctant to implement another mobilization. And yet at the same time, he's pushing for the armed forces to be more aggressive in trying to take back the peninsula. So it really, from what we're learning, again, and this is, from a public affairs officer, it's this tension. It's over how to proceed with taking back the peninsula, and it's about mobilization. So unfortunately, it looks like that split is not going to be repaired. Zaluzhny has been an amazing general.
Yeah.
But Zelensky is the president of this democratic country, and as commander-in-chief, much like in our country, it is well within his purview to dismiss a general with whom he has fundamental differences.
Right, the buck stops with him.
There are many good Ukrainian generals who can replace him, but no Zaluzhny has been a real asset.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
So one of those things.
One of the stories that's being reported here in the United States by Forbes magazine, of all places, is that Joe Biden has figured out a way around the Republican blockade of aid to Ukraine. There is a law that allows our government to dispose of essentially surplus military equipment. And we are apparently putting huge quantities of stuff, ammunition and whatnot, on boats to Greece. And on the assumption that Greece will then ship that stuff to Ukraine, because we have the authority to give it to Greece, and then Greece can do whatever they want with it. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I mean, when it comes to the surplus that we have, that is absolutely 100% right. I mean, we're not giving. We have, with a couple of exceptions, we have not been giving our most advanced technological weapon systems to Ukraine for a variety of reasons. One, because we potentially want to keep that for ourselves. Also because we don't want them falling into Russian hands. But as you pointed out, we have a surplus of Bradley fighting vehicles, which have been exceptionally successful on the front lines here. We have missile systems that go into multiple launch rocket systems that are, this is 80s technology. This is Cold War technology. We have massive stockpiles of these things. So we're going to be sending those. And as you say, it does look like it's going to be routed through Greece. But it is 100% within President Biden's purview to do this. Again, you know, one of these things where, as commander in chief, he can make those decisions. That'll be a big, you know, that'll be a big boon to Ukraine. But there's also just, as much as that's great, and we're happy to see President Biden doing that, it's still disheartening that there's this obstructionist movement within the United States when it comes to Ukrainian aid, and it's out of the GOP. And, you know, as we see the Europeans dealing with Viktor Orban as an obstructionist, why aren't we dealing with our obstructionists? You know, I can name names, but, you know, we all know who these characters are. It'll be good to get the stuff that Biden can get around the obstructionists, but there's also kind of an anxiety here that not only is it about the materiel, but it's about the support. And many Ukrainians know that the American people support them, but this kind of dithering and this interfering in giving assistance to Ukraine because of domestic issues has many Ukrainians you know, frustrated and anxious.
And not many angry, Americans too. Anxious.
Many yeah, Americans me too.
Yeah,
me too.
You,
you know?
The great Phil Ittner, a veteran war correspondent. You can follow his video blog. It's really worth checking out over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Ittner. Ittner Philip on Twitter or X or whatever you call it. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking.
A pleasure, Tom.
Always learn something. Thank you. We'll be back. Let's review the amicus brief the 25 historians filed with the Supreme Court right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Or is it amicus? One of these days, I'll figure this out. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up, for those of you listening. Comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something. But sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media radio network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Prices like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in-store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and Kibble from the same company. You know, that just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy, and I want them to get healthy, good food. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried raw and pantry-safe, lightweight, and there's no thawing, no mess, and no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even picky eaters like my dog Blue. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. There's also a store locator on that website. Results can and will vary. All pets are unique. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. 21 minutes past the hour. So what flagged me this for me in a really big way was night before last, Lawrence O'Donnell went off on a lengthy rant about the amicus brief, or however you say it. Somebody, I'm sure, will call and fill me in here. Somebody who's a lawyer. I'm not. It's a friend of the court brief, amici curiae. And it is by a group of history professors, serious, hardcore, heavy-duty, award-winning, published, you know, well-known, famous history professors, who went back and looked at the history of the 14th Amendment, under which we're trying to keep Donald Trump from serving as president or from running for president. And here, this is just from the summary of the argument. During the congressional debates, Senator Reverdy Johnson of Maryland, a Democratic opponent of the 14th Amendment, challenged sponsors as to why Section 3 omitted the president. Republican Senator Lott Morrill of Maine, an influential backer of congressional reconstruction of the 14th Amendment, corrected the senator. Morrill replied, quote, "Let me call the senator's attention to the words, or hold any civil office civil or military under the United States." Senator Johnson admitted his error. No other senator questioned whether Section 3 covered the president. So this is one of Trump's arguments before the Supreme Court is, that doesn't cover me. I'm not, you know, yes, I took an oath, but it's not that oath. They go on. Similarly, debates over the Amnesty Act of 1872 demonstrate the decision makers understood that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment barred former Confederate President Jefferson Davis from running for president of the United States, a disqualification that amnesty would remove. Republican Senator James Flanagan of Texas warned that, quote, "Jefferson Davis is living,
And if the disabilities of Jefferson Davis are removed, the Democrats, in finding candidates for the presidency and vice presidency, would go no farther than Jefferson Davis. So Jefferson Davis was that generation's Donald Trump, essentially. And they were all very clear that the 14th Amendment meant Jefferson Davis, you know, the guy who led the Confederacy, can't run for president. They go on, you know, Republican Senator Peter Van Winkle of West Virginia. This has got to go into our Constitution and to stand to govern future insurrections as well as the present. Jefferson Davis argued that he was already punished through his automatic disqualification to hold public office under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which he said, quote, executes itself. It needs no legislation on the part of Congress to give it effect. The Republican Representative John Bingham of Ohio, he was the co-author, the principal co-author of the 14th Amendment. He said, did not the gentleman know that it is written in the Constitution that the president, the vice president, and every other civil officer of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of high crimes and misdemeanors? In other words, he is an officer. The president is an officer of the United States. So basically, they disintegrate. They take apart Donald Trump's arguments before the Supreme Court. I think this is going to get real, real interesting. Finally, the you know, what's going on with the anti-abortion freaks out there? This is news that I got from Jessica Valenti's newsletter, jessica.substack.com. Jessica's been a guest on this program. She publishes a newsletter called Abortion Every Day. And she says, last week I broke news on a new legislative trend. Republicans in multiple states have introduced bills that would force public schools to show young students an anti-abortion propaganda video produced by the extremist group Live Action. She says, I report on legislation in West Virginia, Kentucky, Iowa, and a law that passed in North Dakota last year. And well, it looks like I missed one. Missouri Republicans are also seeking to force public schools to show the baby Olivia video from Live Action. And like Kentucky's legislation, the bill in Missouri would punish schools that don't want to indoctrinate their students with a video made by one of the most radical anti-abortion groups in the country. House Bill 1576 would allow the state attorney general to sue states that don't adhere to the law. The Missouri legislation would also require the so-called human development video to be shown no later than grade 3. Meanwhile, the Des Moines Register reports that the Iowa bill would require first graders to be shown the video. So let me get this straight. These are the same Republicans who are completely opposed to sex ed video, of any sort, particularly for first and third graders. I mean, that was their whole hysteria, right, down in Florida. Remember the original Don't Say Gay law was, you know, only third graders and younger? Now it's, of course, everybody. But, you know, we've got to protect these young kids. But let's show them a video about abortion. Let's show them some babies being pulled into pieces or something like that. I mean, it's just, this is bizarre. And meanwhile, down in Florida, the Florida people, you know, the pro-choice people down in Florida finally got their enough signatures for their ballot measure. And in Florida, you have to have 60% of the vote to pass. This is polling at 62%. So Republicans are trying to change the law so that it requires 67% in order to pass a ballot measure in Florida. Where have we seen this before? Oh, yeah, Ohio. Didn't work out so well for those in Ohio, but they tried to do it by ballot measure. Down in Florida, they're just trying to do it through the legislature, which will probably work. Bizarre. There's no limit to what these guys will do.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it. It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama set, made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortable all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's a matter of time. The expected U.S. retaliation against Iran-backed militants who've been attacking U.S. forces in West Asia.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces. But others, fearing the retaliatory strikes, will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead, and we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Several fatalities reported in the wake of a single-engine airplane crash into a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida, outside Tampa. With House Republicans stalling on increased military aid for Ukraine, European Union leaders sealed a deal for 50 billion euros to prop up its war-ravaged economy. Hungary dropped weeks of threats to veto the measure. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court told the State Elections Commission not to send the presidential primary ballot to local clerks as they decide whether or not Democrat Dean Phillips should be added as a candidate. Phillips asked the court to intervene last week, saying that he was unfairly left off the ballot. The court needs to decide fast, as ballots need to be sent to military and overseas voters by the 15th. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next 2-year state budget. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, lost who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for upper 20s by sunrise with a mostly cloudy sky and a light northeast wind. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, upper 30s in the late afternoon. More sunshine coming our way for the weekend as our highs warm from the lower to middle 40s. Right now, it's 28.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Well, just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's RoundhouseProvisions.com, and use the code EASY. Or text EASY to 511-511. You'll get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text BEAST, may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Matt in Downers Grove, Illinois. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was listening earlier, and one of your callers commented on a TV station that they took off the air because he claimed that the brutal imaging they were showing.
That's his assumption. I mean, he doesn't know why they got taken off the air. The official Chinese propaganda station, kind of their equivalent of RT.
Okay. But one thing that I noticed, now this goes back to very soon after the attack in Gaza, mm-hmm. was that they showed when they were pulling bodies out of the rubble, they were showing the brutal, you know, limbs hanging off, you know, pulling babies out that were crushed. They never showed that. In the Ukraine, they would talk about schools getting bombed and apartment buildings, and then the only thing they would ever show was covered bodies.
Yeah.
And that was on PBS News.
Hmm.
That's why I watch PBS News every night.
Yeah.
And I was like, and this was, you know, back right after it happened. And I thought, why are they doing that? And then you see everybody get all worked up about the images they see.
Right. Interesting.
So I just wanted to comment on that after.
I don't know if it's still going on. Israel used to have censors. If you were doing news from within Israel, you had to run it by the government before you could publish it outside the country. I don't know if that's still the case. I'm not even sure that was 100% the case in the past.
The reporters that are over there, a lot of, you know, you keep hearing this is being put out by the Palestinian news group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are videotaping this with their phones and putting it out.
Right, right, which is hard to control.
I don't know.
That's a whole different thing. Yeah, you're right.
You know what, it took, in my opinion, it took all the people being... And they never were that upset about Ukraine, in my opinion, but they got them really worked up about Palestine.
Yeah, well, it's happening.
Hamas and Palestine are two different things.
You're absolutely right, and this is a twofer for the white supremacists, by the way, because they get to you know, not only whatever, you know, they get to basically trash Jews. I mean, you know, you've got white supremacists in America who are right there with Hamas and wanting to destroy Israel because they're anti-Semitic. And then, of course, you know, you've got people who are legitimately concerned about
you know, what looks like something like a genocide that's going on in Gaza, these massively disproportionate number of deaths. So it's a tough one. Matt, thanks for the call. From Matt to Matt in North Creek, New York. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, on the draft, I agree, but I would make sure you set 30 to 50-year-old first and leave the kids alone.
Okay, I get it. My opinion is that it's a great transition point in life. It's a rite of passage, as it were. And again, I'm not saying that everybody needs to go into the military. In fact, in my vision of this, somewhat like Germany in the 80s when I lived there, probably more than half of the people who get drafted would end up working, in hospitals and volunteer positions or traveling around the world doing good stuff with things like AmeriCorps and the Peace Corps and stuff like that. There would be lots and lots of opportunities. Your opinion is registered, Matt. Thank you for the call. Mike in Anza, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for your work.
My pleasure.
What I see is a system I call the evil of two lessers. I don't get to vote for my candidate, but the candidate is the problem. A guy says, I'm going to do this and that, and maybe I'll even make America great again. And it doesn't tell us what he means by that. We have wars like Iraq. We went to Iraq, and then in a few months, we find out that every reason they gave us was a lie. And we can't say, as a people, all right, let's get out of this war. It was a lie. And there was Vietnam. The reasons they gave us were not the reasons.
So I hear your complaints, Mike. What do you want to do about it? Are you going to do about it?
Oh, well, I'm working on a larger problem about the world democracy. I call it tribal world democracy. I think the whole world should get together and vote against nuclear weapons. Have them all ended. No more nuclear weapons. Most people in the world would agree with that.
So what are you doing to make that happen?
I'm working on the preamble. It's going to look like
So you're writing something.
Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that's good. Everybody writing something is a good start. I commend that. Mike, thanks for the call. Mario in Chicago. Hey, Mario, what's on your mind today?
Sir, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This morning on CNN, it was this, I think, CIA equivalent to us from Ukraine. They asked him about Trump and Putin. And he, with no hesitation, he says, oh, there's no problem. There's nothing wrong with that. That is not true. This is a Ukrainian general. They're supposed to be the next taken in command. And what it struck me, holy mackerel, how can he say this? And I was wondering if this gentleman will have an answer for that. But nevertheless, it is problematic to hear that.
Let me get this straight, Mario. A high up official or intelligence official in Ukraine said that he is not bothered by the fact that Donald Trump is dancing to the tune of Vladimir Putin. Is that the essence of what you're saying?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You say, and besides, whatever America say about Trump and Putin, that's not true. And we deal with him if he became president again, we deal with him. And we can do it. There's no problem.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect him to say? Oh, my God, I'm worried.
No, well, I expect him to say just to not put that thing that is no problem, which is a problem between Putin and Trump, and it's problematic to the whole world.
I think what he's trying to do, Mario, is the last thing that Ukraine needs to do right now is insert itself into a domestic American politics, particularly when the Republicans are trying to prevent any more aid from going to Ukraine. One Ukrainian official, in fact, I would argue that probably his being asked that question was a setup. One Ukrainian official trash talking Donald Trump, that'll be the end of all aid to Ukraine coming out of the United States. So it would be a horrible mistake for him to actually say the truth.
It was very strong to hear that. And then second, very quickly, I see my doctors. I see everyone. Every time that I'm in the bus and the train, which I make an effort to take bus, trains, and walk, I talk to everyone that I can concerning where our democracy. And believe me, it is amazing how many people they are not aware of what's going on. And this is young people, older people, and a lot of Trumpians, a lot of bigots out there.
Yeah, fewer than 20% of Americans pay attention to politics outside of the 3 months before the election.
I recommend everyone, take the bus, take the train, walk, and talk to everyone that you can.
It's imperative
for us to do that.
There you go. That's a great suggestion, Mario, and good on you for doing it. And thank you for calling and sharing that. Denise in Calumet, Michigan. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Nice to talk to you again. On January 30th, PBS showed a program called Frontline, the United States versus Democracy. It was 2.5 hours, and it was about everything that Trump has done before and since the election, and it was awesome. Hmm. And I don't think the media is going to put it on, but I know that they said at the end Amazon.Prime shows it.
Oh,
I really think people should watch it.
Okay.
It's awesome.
America versus United States versus Democracy, is that the title?
Yes. It's a Frontline program on PBS.
Okay. I'll have to check that out.
It was first aired on January 30th.
Yeah, apparently PBS has been doing some pretty damn good programming. Denise, thank you. Thank you for the tip on that. It's in a few seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, speaking the truth to the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Stay with us, picking up your calls right after this.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv. To get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It is 10 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Frank in Miami. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm doing well, Tom. Thank you. I just wanted to let you know that this coming Wednesday, February 7th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Florida Supreme Court is going to take up the proposed constitutional amendment regarding reproductive rights. They have to do it by law. In other words, they have a criteria that they have to meet. Number one, the ballot summary cannot be any greater than 75 words. The second is it has to be a single subject. And the third is because our attorney general here in Florida, Ashley Moody, is fighting it. Our side is having to, you know, put in their two cents on it. So we won't know for sure until April 1st. Now, the Florida Supreme Court, every Thursday at 11 a.m., they issue their opinions online, so we'll just have to keep track of it from there. But I also wanted to mention what you said about the 67% threshold that they want to increase the amendment by. The way it works in Florida is that the Florida legislature has to pass it as a what they call a joint resolution by 60% in each chamber. Mm-hmm. And if it meets that criteria, it then goes on the November general election ballot. However, the people have an option there. If you can get 41% to oppose something that you don't like, it won't pass because you need 60% of the registered voters that are voting on that issue to actually pass it. In other words, make it part of the Florida Constitution.
Right. And this proposed legislation that's going to be on the ballot, unless the Supreme Court, your state Supreme Court, strikes it down, this proposed legislation is polling right now at 62%. In Florida. So right now, at that 60% threshold, it would pass. But, like you and I both said, the Republicans in the Florida legislature want to raise that threshold to 67%. That's a decision that's being made by the legislative body, right? Not by the Supreme Court.
Right. That's being made by the legislative body. But they need 60% of the legislators themselves to put it on the ballot.
To approve a constitutional amendment.
Right. And that in itself would be a constitutional amendment. And so anybody that would be opposed to raising the threshold, all you would need to do is to get 41% of those people that are voting on the issue to say no to that. And then it won't pass because you need 60% of the registered voters.
I get that. Do you think that 60% threshold in the Florida legislature is a barrier to this? I mean, it's controlled by Republicans.
No, because they have super majorities in both chambers. So they have more than 60% in each chamber to pass it if they get to it. You know, that's the question.
Wait a minute. To pass a bill liberalizing abortion rules in Florida, I don't think they're going to be in favor of passing that. What am I missing here?
Oh, no, no. What I'm saying is that you need 60% of each chamber, in other words, right, of the members of each chamber, to pass it as a joint resolution, which then in turn goes on to the ballot in November.
So that would be a different strategy for getting this on the ballot. Is that what you're saying? Than the signature gathering by individuals. Okay, so the signature gathering by individuals is the one that's going before the Supreme Court, and that's the one that has the greatest chance of passing. The odds of the legislature passing a liberalization of abortion laws in Florida, I would think, is zero, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not liberalizing it. No, no, they don't. They're against liberalizing the law because they just enacted last year the six-month
ban. Right,
my
point. My point, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going to come out of the legislature, but it could. If the Supreme Court allows it, it could come out of the ballot measure. I get it. Frank, thank you so much. Thanks for clarifying all that. I appreciate it. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
Good. What's
up, Gar? I just
want
to talk about the military draft, why we'll never come back.
Okay.
I got drafted, and I was MP when I was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And we had soldiers who would not wear uniforms, who would leave, and the CID had to go after them. It was too busy chasing soldiers down, you know. And we had people that would never wear a uniform.
This was during Vietnam,
right? Rather go to jail. Yeah, it was during Vietnam.
Yeah.
And that's why they never come back. And it was probably cheaper for them to get rid of the draft and pay more money to soldiers than to go after people.
Oh, it was, what I'm saying, Gar, is that's a good thing that you've got people in the military who are opposed to being in the military. That makes the political class in America, since they have to listen to the voters, and these draftees are coming out of the body of the voters, right, from the people. That makes them more responsive to public opinion.
I agree with you on the draft, but that's why it would never come back. It probably cost too much money.
Yeah.
You could never went to Iraq, Afghanistan with a draft.
You're right.
Could never went in there.
You're right. Yeah, I believe you're absolutely right. That had there been a draft,
we had to go after soldiers who tried to hijack planes
to get out of war. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I totally get it.
Hey.
All right. Well, Gar, thank you very much for the call and for the insights. So that's a good one. I appreciate it. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's up?
Well, I hate to disagree with you, but I'm going to ask
you a
question.
It's a talk show.
I know, and I appreciate your thoughtfulness about it, and you're allowing dissenting opinions. So here's the thing. Recall when we were children, like 8, 9 years old, the time span from the day after Halloween to Christmas Day, which is approximately 54 days, that seemed like forever and a day. As opposed to the parents, who that's just a few weeks, they barely have any time to catch their breath to start shopping for presents and wrapping them and hiding them. Then they got to prepare food.
So what does this have to do with the draft, Pearson? Pardon the interruption, but we only have 20 seconds before we hit the end of the hour.
Okay. Vietnam was a draft situation, and I was 8 years old in 67, and that war, to me, was a direct threat. I felt like cannon fodder, and I do not agree that leaders respond to public pressure. Otherwise, we would not have had that war going on for so long. And in the lead up to 2000 with George Bush and all the people around the world protesting.
Yeah, but there was no draft then in 2000. He had a professional army who was willing to do whatever he said.
Regardless of the army being drafted or voluntary, they still did what they wanted to do, regardless of what you and I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pearson? Your dissent is noted. Thank you for the call. We'll be back with more of your calls and more of the news of the day right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody. This is Todd Allball at noon on Friday. Trigby Olson is in the host chair. Don't miss it. Going to be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Listening to Mad Radio,
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.